For many kids, youth sports is a time to learn things like teamwork, goal setting, time management, skills that often prove valuable off the field and in work settings later in life. But for kids who can't afford the fees associated with team sports or the equipment or the uniforms or the transportation to away games, these learning opportunities are few and far between. As we look this week at the growing opportunity gap between rich and poor kids in their first decade of life, we turn to Daniel Gould. He's director of the Institute for the Study of Youth Sports and a professor of applied sports psychology at Michigan State University. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We've named a few things already, things that kids learn when they get to play youth sports. What else do they learn in youth sports when they're able to play?
Well, there's a number of valuable lessons kids can learn through participation in not only sport but other extracurricular activities that they actually can't learn in the classroom. We call those life skills, and they can range from goal setting to dealing with their emotions. So there's a whole range of factors.
What about kids whose parents don't have the resources to allow them to play team sports? Have you seen any effects on them because they weren't able to play?
Well, first, we're very concerned about that issue. And especially since 2008 with the recession, there's not as much publicly funded sport programs. So if we know that kids get benefits from participation in sport and they don't get to participate, they're not going to get the benefits. If you come from a middle-class family, your parents can probably, afford pay for play programs or travel teams and other things. And if you're from the inner city and maybe you're from a single-parent household and your parents may not have the money for that, and then they're limiting the rec center hours or school sports programs aren't as well funded as they were 30 years ago, that really concerns us.
What about the argument that, especially for rural kids, but also for urban kids too, depending on where they are, that kids can just play with sort of sticks and rocks in the woods for free, and if they're doing it with other kids in their own organized way, then they can still learn those valuable things like teamwork and time management that we've been talking about. What do you say to that?
A number of people are concerned now that we're over-organizing youth sports in general, and we're not giving kids chances to play on their own. So that could be an advantage for kids, that aren't supervised by adults. They're going to learn more on their own. However, things have changed over 30 or 40 years. Probably unrealistic from a liability sense now that parents can just push their kids out the back door. So we'd like all kids to have exposure to both types of settings, free play and structured sports.
So are youth sports getting more expensive in general?
I would say yes, because a lot of times kids get 9, 10, 11, and if they want to go on in the sport, they have to join a travel team, and the travel team usually costs money. So it kind of inhibits some kids from going on if they don't have the money. And we've also seen, I think, a decline in spending on, like, recreation programs. While we're on the rebound, cities like Detroit, they've sold some of the recreation centers. Some of it's being picked up by nonprofits. And it's not just community sports, school sports. Many schools have had to go to pay for play, where you need to pay $100 or $150 to have your child participate in basketball this season or cross country or whatever it may be.
So what needs to be done to make sure that more people, more kids from the lower socioeconomic strata are able to participate in things like this?
We probably need to invest in these youth sport programs so kids hopefully will join and become healthier. Secondly, it's the right thing to do. Since kids can learn, your original question, a lot of values and skills when they're engaged in a safe activity that has desirable effects, it's a really good way to help kids for example, have an alternative to joining the gang if they're coming from a poor neighborhood.
Daniel Gould, thank you very much.